Dear friends, thank you for joining us this evening, and today in our Gnostic Lab for Practical Application, we would like to share with you a little more about the topic of transforming impressions. Because you see, transforming impressions is of crucial importance. Samael says we cannot transform our lives if we cannot transform impressions. This is critical because we live every day reacting. We react if the coffee is too hot. We react if we're looking in the fridge and there is no butter left. We react when we see the little white dots, the white specks in the mirror of the bathroom. We react because our children leave stuff on the floor. We react with the emails that we get at work. We react with the politics. We react with the social media. We're constantly reacting. And if we are not transforming impressions, then we are enabling ourselves to continue reacting. And the whole purpose of the transformation of the impression is to prevent the negative reactions of the mind. But keep this in mind. Samael says, we have to transform the impressions. If you can transform your impressions, you can transform life. And what do we also learn about life? We learn that life is problems. By transforming impressions, we can solve many of our problems today. And we will tell you this. Many of the problems that we have are problems that we are carrying forward because we're looking for alternative solutions. The solutions that we know that will solve the problem, they will make us very vulnerable. They will show that we, in fact, are not as good people as we thought that we were. They will show that we, in fact, are kind of liars, right? That we have been cheating, that we have been doing things that we shouldn't have. It will expose a lot of negative stuff that we do not want people to see. And because of that, we want to find other solutions, right? We want to keep all those skeletons hidden. This is what we do. Look, when we are transforming impressions, the transformation of the impression allows us to deal with a shock of consciousness right then and there, the moment that that impression penetrates the mind. And when we can intercept that impression and we can transform it, the mind no longer reacts negatively. And when we do that, before long, you find yourself not only working very well upon yourself, you find yourself working very well with others as you are dealing with the psychological gymnasium in life. And you, before you come to realize, you find yourself having a profound love for the work itself. Before you come to realize, you start looking forward to those instances that in the past you were afraid of confronting, meaning being there and perceiving. You find yourself looking forward to that next opportunity where you know that somebody's going to be criticizing you. You will then be able to approach your spouse, and the moment that your spouse says, hey, you said that you were going to do that and you did not do it, you will no longer be taking that as an insult. You will no longer be taking that as a personal attack. You will then be looking into defects that are associated to laziness. You will be looking into psychological aggregates of lies, into psychological aggregates that deceive. You will be looking into stuff like that. And the more you can identify, the more you can observe, the more you can eliminate, the more virtues, faculties, and attributes of the being you can then start materializing. And your level of being increases. It goes into superior states. And when that happens, your external conditions become better. Friends, this is the gateway for us to be able to experience heaven on earth. And Samael says, for us to transform the impression, we need to transform the impression the moment that the impression penetrates the mind. So it has to happen right then and there. So how does that even work? Well, first of all, we need to be willing to acknowledge that we need to maintain some level of remembrance of self. That means that we need to keep present, that we are living life as a psychological gymnasium. That means that we will have to undergo some deliberate sacrifices, some deliberate efforts. And that also means that the more we practice, the better we're going to get at it. So as we're maintaining that remembrance of self, if all of a sudden, if all of a sudden you're finding yourself in a conversation with someone and they tell you or they suggest that you are irresponsible, instead of reacting, instead of placing an objection to what you're hearing, what do you think would happen if you receive that information and you say, let me find instances in which I have been irresponsible? And you will see that you will find many. If somebody tells you, you said that you were going to do it and you didn't, maybe you lied. And maybe you can say, how many other times have I actually said that I was going to do something and I have not done it? And you will see all those moments in which you have been lying to other people, that you have said, yeah, I'll do it. And then you don't even mean it. You will find that. Perhaps you will be able to find psychological aggregates of laziness that are associated with you not doing that. And that is a good thing. Now, what happens if, for example, you see a person of the opposite sex, and the moment you see them, you notice that they are young and gorgeous and beautiful, and their bodies are perfect? Well, the first thing that you have to realize is that there is a principle of polarities that exists. It is a principle of manifestation that cannot be discarded. And the principle of polarity tells you that in that thing that is called beauty, there are two extremes. That thing that is called aesthetics, there are two extremes. There is one extreme that is beauty and that one extreme that is horrendous. And when you can see that person of the opposite sex, whether it is a young man with their chiseled abs and their chiseled jaw and their great hair, right? Or if it is a woman and you men, you are looking at them with desire. Rather than going with that, you can receive that impression of beauty and you can acknowledge that that beauty will also pass. That in a few years, that beauty will become wrinkles. That toned body is eventually going to become flabby. It's going to become bones. That eventually it's going to rot. And the moment you see it from that perspective, you have effectively transformed that impression. If somebody were to tell you, you are so wonderful, you are such a great person, you are the best, you can apply the very same principle of polarity. And you can ask yourself, in which instances have I been the complete opposite of wonderful? How many instances have I not fallen short of things that I have committed to others? At that moment, you are transforming that impression immediately. You are neutralizing it. Do you see that? Can you see how this works? This is a very powerful exercise. But let's look at one additional example. If somebody comes to you and they start telling you, you should make a change in your life, you should find another job, you should buy another house, you should get another car, somebody starts playing with your ambitions, what is a good way to deal with those ambitions? You have to then look at what you have. And you have to ask yourself, am I being grateful enough for the things that I have? Am I being great? How is it that I am being grateful for the house that we have today? How is it that I am being grateful for the little car that we have today? How am I being grateful for the family that I have today? You have to ask that. Because when you bring those perspectives, you immediately transform the impression. But that is not all of the work. That allows you to be able to give your consciousness the necessary shock. Because as you're doing that, you are maintaining the remembrance of self. You have the ability then to see how your thoughts can react. You can then see how your emotions can then start going negative. And you can certainly see how your physical body responds with mannerisms. And as you transform the impression, you also get additional insight to the psychological aggregate that tried to take ownership of your human machine. And the more you can observe, the more you can comprehend, the more you can eliminate. The more you eliminate, the superior your level of being will be. The superior is your level of being, the better become the conditions that surround you, the more auspicious becomes the environment for you to continue doing the internal work. And before you realize, you're working very well with yourself, you're working very well with others, and you're developing the love for the internal work itself. Can you see how this is all connected? Isn't this amazing? But allow us to tell you this. The fact that you transform the impression right then and there is not all. We have to complete the work. So the transformation of the impression allows you to keep the mind from generating negative reactions. You intercept that impression the moment that it penetrates the mind, and you, for all purposes, neutralize it. You're transforming it. But as you have done that, the more you do that during the day, the more material you have available for your internal practice, for your internal esoteric work. And then you can transform the impressions of the day at the end of your day. And there is a very simple system for you to transform impressions at the end of your day. Samael gives us this system in his book, The Revolution of the Dialectic. And what does he say? He says in 6 very easy steps. The first thing that you need is absolute relaxation. And we have learned how to relax the body. He says, reach a state of meditation. What does that mean? You relax your body. You relax your emotional center. You relax your intellectual center so that you minimize the projections that are coming from the mind. And as you are in that deep state of meditation, then you revive that particular scene exactly as it happened. So you revisit that moment. The moment that somebody told you something. The moment that you read that one thing in your social media. The moment that you read those news that shocked you. You see? You get to that moment. You revive. How is it that you transform the impression? Why do you do that? Because the more you see how you are transforming your impressions, the better you become at transforming impressions. And then you also revisit that assessment, what you were thinking, how your thoughts got affected, what you were feeling, how your emotions got affected, how your physical body was at the time, and how your physical body reacted to that. And as you see that, you can then start identifying from which cylinder that reaction emanated. The reaction could have come from the motor center. The reaction could have emerged from your intellectual center, from your emotional center, from your instinctive cylinder, from your sexual creative center. You see? And as you can see that, you can then find what type of ego generated that problem? What type of ego was the one seeking to assume ownership of the human machine that would have created all of those problems? And observing that, in that serene state, you will be able to get that ego and sit that ego on the bench of those that are being accused in that court of judgment. And you judge that ego. How do you do it? You judge that ego with your internal police of karma, which is an integral part of our being. How does that judgment look like? How is it that that ego is affecting us? How is it interrupting our patterns of thought? How it is affecting our emotions? How is it that it is draining our sexual creative energy? How is it affecting those three brains? What damage is it creating to others when we do not intercept it? You see? And at that moment, we invoke of the help of our Divine Mother Kundalini. And we ask our Mother Kundalini to eliminate the defect for us. This is how we do it. This is the way that we transform the impressions of the day. But to do that exercise at night, we have to be active during the day. And to be active during the day, we need to maintain the remembrance of self. So here, you have heard today how we can maintain the remembrance of self. Today, we have reviewed with you how you can apply the principle of polarity. That principle that says that everything has extremes and that those two opposite extremes must be reconciled. It is in that reconciliation that we can transform the impression. So now you know that. Now as you do that, there has to be no more fear. To be able to be there and perceive when somebody is criticizing you, when somebody is judging you, when you feel verbally attacked by others, now there is no need to fear any of that anymore. And it so happens that if you find yourself drifting too deep into that internal reflection and you're no longer listening to the person insulting you, okay, it is perfectly okay just to interrupt them for a second and say, "I am so sorry. I got distracted. Can you tell me that again?" And remember, once we do this, at the end of the day, we have to transform the impressions of the day. We relax our physical body. We assume a meditative state. We go back in our retrospective exercise and we revive those scenes exactly as they happened so that we can find what is the ego that is causing the problem. So that we can sit that ego on the bench of the accused and we can have our internal police of karma, our internal kaom, the voice of the consciousness, judge it. And understanding how that ego is affecting our thinking, our emotions, and our sexuality, we can then invoke of the Divine Mother and ask of her to eliminate the ego for us. You see, this is not a complicated exercise. But the more you do it, the better you work with yourself, the better you can relate to others, and certainly the stronger becomes the love for the work itself. Dear friends, this is what we wanted to share with you today in this practice. Thank you so much for joining us, and may all beings be happy. Be happy.